This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. It's time now, of course, for Popit Popit Parliament, where we bring you the updates from today's Day 1 Rakyat session.
So this is the start of the second week of debates, and one of the topics raised today was on illegal logging. So Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Dato' Sri Thakurdin Hassan, ran through a few ongoing measures to tackle this problem, including things like setting an annual felling rationing, the issuance of certifications for logging, and the use of remote sensing technology to monitor forests.
And Gerai MP Sabri Azit then asked a follow-up question about sustaining the forest area at the top of Gunung Gerai. For context, this is in relation to the flash floods and the landslides that hit the Yan district in Kedah last month. 4 people died in that disaster, 700 homes and the people living in them were displaced. At that time, Sahabat Alam Malaysia and the Consumers Association of Penang alleged that forest clearing at the top of the Gerai Hill could have contributed to the mud floods.
So then Minister Thakurdin gave his response to that. He denied that logging had taken place on that hill. Here's a clip from that.
Terima kasih sahabat saya Gerai. Terima kasih Tuan Yang Ketua mengenai apa yang kita amat duka cita berlaku satu bencana. This is satu act of God, satu takdir Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Iaitu berlakunya
masalah nature ni jangan nak blame God. Kadang-kadang ke masalah manusia. Yeah. Ini dulu pun begitu masa Bantan Menteri Kejaraya dulu. Yeah, bila ada aja kerobohan, yeah. Act of God. How do you know act of God? Bila manusia tu rakus, merosakkan balak.
So that's the minister claiming that the Gunung Gerai disaster was due to an quote-unquote act of God. You can hear their Port Dickson MP, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, interrupting him to say that this explanation was unacceptable before his mic was then muted by Speaker Dato' Azhar Azizan Harun.
Yeah, that was quite an abrupt mute. There was no fading down.
I thought he was being bleeped out for a moment. And then I realized, no, that's the sound of the buzzer, as it were.
Yes, and the sound of somebody speaking into the ether, I suppose, because the mic was switched off. Anyway, let's hear the rest of what the minister had to say. He states that Gerai is classified as a geopark. No logging is allowed. He went on to say that the trees were found to be uprooted and therefore they weren't actually felled by loggers.
Kita tahu bahawa Gerai ini adalah satu kawasan yang telah diisytiharkan sebagai National Geopark of Gerai pada tahun 2018. Aktiviti pembalakan memang tak dijalankan di kawasan itu. Saya dapat pengesan daripada Kerajaan Negeri Kedah bahawa sejak kebelakangan ini, terutamanya 3 tahun yang kemudian, ianya telah diputuskan tidak diberikan lesen untuk usaha hasil. Walaupun sejak daripada tahun 2014 sehingga tahun 2019, sebanyak 25,000 hektar telah diluluskan lesen untuk membalak di dalam kawasan HSK Negeri Kedah. Tetapi HSK Ulu Buda ini tidak dibalakkan langsung. Saya turun sendiri yang bermakbuk lesen ke tempat itu. Saya melihat pokok-pokok yang dibawa turun oleh kepala ayak ni, kepala air ini, bersekali dengan akar-akarnya, ayak dan akar. Air itu bawa akar menunjukkan tidak ada pembalakan di kawasan Gerai ini. Inilah disebut takdir Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, kena letak juga pada Allah.
That was Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Dato' Sri Thakurdin Hassan. He ended his response by saying that restoration measures will be taken in the forest area.
Moving on, the issue of children who have been orphaned because of COVID-19 was raised. The Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Rina Harun, told The Day One that 4,432 children have lost one or both parents or their guardian due to COVID-19, while 154 of them became orphaned as a result.
She added that the government is supporting these children through a few methods. Firstly, financial assistance is being provided. So those below the age of 7 receive 200 ringgit monthly, while those above the age of 7 received 150 ringgit per month. The government is also providing counselling services and is working with community members to support these children as they continue on with their lives.
So for orphan children who don't have families to care for them, they will also be placed in welfare homes or foster families. I believe that the term used is keluarga gantian, but I think foster is probably the closest translation in English. Anyway, here's the minister.
Kanak-kanak juga boleh ditempatkan di institusi JKM sekiranya kanak-kanak tidak mempunyai waris atau saudara mara yang boleh menjaga mereka berdasarkan peruntukan di bawah Seksyen 17 Akta Kanak-kanak 2001. Kanak-kanak akan diambil perintah sementara melalui mahkamah dan diletakkan sama ada kepada keluarga ganti, orang yang layak dan sesuai OYLS atau institusi tempat selamat. Sebanyak 7 institusi JKM telah ditetapkan mengikut zon untuk jagaan dan perlindungan kanak-kanak yang kehilangan ibu bapa akibat COVID-19.
So after that, Segambut MP Hannah Yeoh asked why there's been a huge jump in the reported number of children who've lost their parents. Hannah noted that there were 33 reported cases back in August. So Minister Rina Harun explained that this was because they collated data from other agencies to get a more accurate figure.
Terima kasih Tuan Yang Dipertua. Ya, kita mengakui bahawa apabila saya sebutkan tadi, apabila berkaitan dengan hal kanak-kanak, ia juga bukan hanya di bawah Kementerian Pembangunan Wanita, Keluarga dan Masyarakat, tapi juga merentasi kementerian-kementerian lain. Kerana itu, di pihak kementerian, kita telah pun mengadakan satu perbincangan dan mesyuarat untuk integrasikan semua data-data yang ada, bahawa saya maklumkan satu perbincangan telah diadakan di antara Kementerian Pendidikan, Kementerian Kesihatan, PDRM dan juga NADMA. Jadi yang saya sebutkan tadi, dia bukan sahaja data ini hanya di Kementerian Pendidikan yang kes-kes yang dirujukkan kepada Kementerian Wanita, tapi juga meliputi daripada kementerian-kementerian lain. Sebab itu, ya, kita perlu untuk mengintegrasikan data-data ini supaya akan tidak ada kanak-kanak yang tercicir ataupun tertinggal dalam kita memberikan pembelaan kepada mereka.
That was Minister of Women, Family and Community Development, Rina Harun.
Meanwhile, on a separate issue, the minister also gave a written response to a question by Kampar MP Su Kyong Seong. She revealed that there were 411 reported suicide attempts between March 2020 to August this year. And in that time frame, the Social Services Department also handled over 1,500 domestic violence cases. And more than 1,400 of these cases involved women, 146 cases involved men.
Moving on, there were updates on tourism. Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri, said that discussions will be held over the next few days on whether interstate travel should be allowed. This came after Moa MP Syed Saddiq asked if more travel bubbles would be established outside of the current one, which is Langkawi. So here's the minister.
Sebenarnya hotel-hotel ataupun tempat destinasi-destinasi sama ada pulau ataupun mainland, mereka dibenarkan membuka destinasi mereka. Bukan untuk orang luar daripada negeri. Ianya hanya intrastate. Namun begitu, insyaAllah kita akan berbincang dalam dua tiga hari ini untuk membuka interstate. Kita telah senaraikan. Okay, we have listed down nama-nama destinasi-destinasi, bukan saja pulau, termasuk mainland tu macam Genting, Cameron, Highlands, Fraser's Hill dan juga apa-apa lagi destinasi yang boleh menarik minat orang untuk bergerak, sebab pelancongan is all about mobility dengan izin.
That was Tourism, Arts and Culture Minister Dato' Sri Nancy Shukri. And that's actually an interesting question, right? Would you like to see the return of interstate travel? Langkawi kicked off on the 16th of September, but who knows? I mean, discussions are happening in the next couple of days. Are we ready for interstate travel? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
So next up, the issue of teacher shortages was also addressed. Education Minister Dato' Radzi Jidin revealed that the ministry is drafting new guidelines to match teaching options for teachers. So he said that it's more feasible to match teachers to a cluster of related subjects instead of just the particular subject that they had been trained in. And this is to ensure that there are enough teachers to cover the needs of schools.
Isu kekurangan guru ini berlaku kerana kita inginkan padanan satu option ke mata pelajaran tertentu. Sedangkan apabila kita lihat ke semua keseluruhan degree ataupun keseluruhan ijazah yang dilaksanakan oleh mereka ini, sebenarnya terdapat option-option yang boleh diklusterkan. Jadi saya ambil contoh reka bentuk dan teknologi sebagai contoh RBT. Jika sebelum ini guru yang mempunyai ijazah pendidikan dalam RBT, mengajar RBT, itu menyebabkan bekalan untuk RBT itu terhad. maka kita akan lihat bagaimanakah kita boleh mengambil guru-guru dalam kluster tersebut, subjek-subjek lain yang berkaitan dengan RBT. Setelah kita kaji satu persatu, kita akan padankan. Dan yang kedua juga adalah isu berkaitan dengan option di sekolah. Ini juga kita tahu bahawa telah berlautan sekian lama di mana guru-guru mengajar option yang bukan option sewaktu mereka belajar di universiti dahulu. Untuk mengatasi perkara ini, kita sedang merangka satu panduan baru bagi membolehkan guru yang telah mengajar option tertentu walaupun bukan sama dengan option sewaktu mereka menyiapkan ijazah mereka terlebih dahulu, boleh diambil kira pengalaman mereka bagi membolehkan mereka menambah satu lagi option untuk membolehkan apabila berlakunya keperluan untuk option-option tertentu, kita mempunyai bekalan guru yang lebih ramai.
That was Education Minister Datuk Razzy Jaidin. Separately, he also informed the Dewan that a circular is being drafted to address the thousands of applications from teachers requesting to be transferred to different states.
So, moving on, the MPs also debated the Agong's opening speech, which was given last Monday. One of the MPs who spoke was Langkawi MP Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. He spoke about party hopping and argued that although laws are needed to address this, that the issue first needed to be examined thoroughly. So, according to him, this is because forming coalitions after an election in order to create a simple majority in parliament shouldn't be viewed as party hopping. So here's Tun M in his own words.
Kita perlu mengadakan undang-undang yang melarang lompat-melompat. Namun demikian, dia tidaklah semudah itu. Kerana ada kalanya, apabila diadakan pilihan raya, tidak ada satu pun parti yang memperolehi cukup bilang untuk mendiri kerajaan. Dalam keadaan yang sebegitu, ada keperluan parti-parti lain juga bersama dengan parti yang mendapat jumlah yang terbesar supaya bilangan wakil rakyat dalam kerajaan melebihi separuh daripada bilangan kerusi dalam Dewan Rakyat. Perbuatan cantuman antara parti lain dengan parti yang terbesar tidaklah sesuatu yang boleh ditafsir sebagai melompat kalau dianya dilakukan dengan cara yang tersusun mengikut aturan peraturan dan perlembagaan parti-parti berkenaan. Sebab itu, soal lompat-melompat antara parti ini perlu dikaji dengan mendalam supaya dia membolehkan Dewan ini bergerak dengan licin tanpa gangguan oleh perbuatan mana-mana pihak daripada ahli-ahli Dewan Rakyat ini.
The former PM also brought up the need to establish clear guidelines for the appointment of ministers. He said this is because the rank of minister comes with a range of privileges and therefore might be used as a form of bribery.
Tidak ada kriteria yang ditentukan bagaimana taraf menteri ini diberikan kepada mana-mana jawatan. Tetapi yang kita tahu ialah apabila taraf menteri diberi, maka dianya akan mendapat segala kemudahan-kemudahan yang diberi kepada menteri. Ini adalah satu jenis sogokan juga kerana dia tumpu bukan kepada tugas yang nak dilakukan, tetapi sebaliknya dia menumpu kepada upahan yang akan didapati oleh orang yang diberi taraf menteri. Saya mengaku, semasa saya jadi Perdana Menteri dahulu, saya juga telah melantik orang yang berjawatan menteri. Tetapi jawatan itu diberi kepada seorang yang sudah pun bersara daripada politik. Sebabnya ialah tugas dan kepakarannya dalam bidang-bidang tertentu. Sepatutnya kita ada kriteria yang tertentu sebelum kita dapat lantik seseorang untuk mendapat taraf menteri.
That was Langkawi MP Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad raising a number of points surrounding party hopping as well as the guidelines, a need for guidelines for the appointment of ministers. Anyway, our last highlight of the day is Padang Rengas MP Muhammad Nazri Aziz and his speech. So the MP brought up the government's recent decision to appeal against the High Court's landmark ruling 2 weeks ago when it ruled in favour of Malaysian mothers calling for equal rights to confer citizenship on their overseas-born children. Here he is.
Pertama sekali saya nak sebut, ini merupakan satu diskriminasi. Diskriminasi terhadap wanita. Jadi kepada saya, untuk menghukum kaum wanita, anak mereka tidak akan menjadi warga negara semata-mata kerana mereka bernikah dengan orang luar dan anak dilahir di luar negara. Ini satu bentuk diskriminasi yang tidak sepatutnya wujud dalam masa kita berada dalam tahun 2021. Pada saya, ini satu medieval thinking. Jadi saya minta kepada kerajaan, tariklah balik. Ya, no point. Kalau kita teruskan dengan ni seolah-olah kita, ya, ya, needless. Perkataan bahasa Inggeris, needless, tak perlu. Saya tengok di kerajaan negara lain, mereka akan cari genap 18 tahun ikut rekod. Kalau dia lahir di, katalah di Amerika, mereka akan cari budak itu. Kenapa? Kerana mereka nak tuntut income tax dia. Macam itulah patut kita fikir, kan? Yeah, we need more. Bukan kita nak mengurang.
That was Padang Rengas MP Muhammad Nazri Aziz. He's, of course, the latest in a string of MPs from both sides of the political divide who have spoken out against gender discrimination when it comes to citizenship rights.
And that's all we have for today's Pulpit Pulpit Parliament, a pretty busy one. Let us know if you have thoughts to share on everything that was covered today. We spoke about illegal logging or acts of God. We spoke about teacher shortages, interstate travel. We also talked about the care of children who were orphaned by COVID-19, and then a whole string of points being raised at the end by both Tun M and Nazri Aziz. We'll be back to discuss it. But in the meantime, let us know if you have thoughts to share. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.